Okay, so I'd like you to close your eyes and just focus on your breathing. We're going to do a diffusion exercise called STTOP. So just focus on your breathing for the next few moments, breathing in nice and deep and slow into your nose and out through your mouth. Focusing on the movement of the air, the temperature of your breath, and all the sensations inside your nasal passage as you breathe in, as you fill your lungs with nourishing oxygen, and the sensations as you exhale out through your mouth, the sensation of the air moving over your lips, the sense of release you feel as you let that breath go, your shoulders dropping down, your jaw releasing, your hands relaxing, all the sensation of just blowing the tension, the tightness, the stress away. So just taking a few moments to breathe nice and deep and slow into seven. Filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen and exhaling out through your breath, out through your mouth, and letting the breath go, letting the stress go, letting your shoulders drop down, your jaw release, your hands relax. And just focusing on the movement of your breath, just for a few moments while I'm quiet. Continuing to focus on your breath, in and out, releasing stress, tension, tightness, as I just explained the exercise. So this is a diffusion exercise that comes from the field of mindfulness acceptance. And this diffusion exercise, known by the acronym STOP, S-T-T-O-P, is simply a way to help you get unhooked from distressing thoughts, feelings that can whirl round and round and allow you to get hooked and engulf you, allow you to feel hopeless, helpless, agitated, angry, sad, fearful, whatever it may be, and just sucks you into a vortex of emotion, of whirling thoughts that just spin round and round, agitating, ruminating, round and round. So diffusion is simply about separating from thoughts and feelings, calming yourself so you can get perspective, being with and noticing the thoughts and feelings, observing them, not pushing them away, minimizing them, ignoring them, allowing them to be there without believing them or immediately validating them, but just sitting with them and understanding them, observing them, noticing them. So basically, we're going to go through a simple five-step process. Like I said, known by the acronym STOP. S-T-T-O-P. We're going to bring back a recent situation that was distressing, disturbing, frustrating, anxiety provoking, made you feel fearful, hopeless, sad, overwhelmed, powerless, whatever it may be. And the first step in STOP is to simply stop. The moment you notice yourself ruminating, getting upset, the moment you notice yourself feeling agitated, overwhelmed, helpless, sad, the moment you notice yourself angry, the first moment is to stop. S stands for stop. The first T stands for taking as many deep breaths into 7, out to 11 as you need. Taking this time to just breathe. To get that agitation, sadness, overwhelm, anger, hopelessness, sadness, worthlessness, fear down down 5 or below. When the emotions are 5 below, we can deal with them in a more effective, manageable way. When the emotions are 6 or above, we're too hijacked, it's too overwhelming, it's too perplexing, it's too engulfing. We need to get the emotions down. So S stands for stop. T stands for take as many long, slow, deep breaths as you need to get the emotions down to a 5. The second T is to take notice of what's happening. And the second, the O, stands to observe what's happening as you go through a process that I'm going to explain. Observe what happens as you separate from it. And the P is to plan to respond in the most opposite way than you would have responded in the past, in a compassionate way, in deciding on what's one simple thing you can do differently. So now what I'd like you to do is to bring a recent episode to mind where you were overwhelmed, frustrated, angry, upset, feeling distressed, hopeless, helpless, agitated, fearful, whatever it may have been. Just bring that incident back to mind. Remember where you were. Remember what triggered you, what you were feeling, where you were in the world, in your house, inside, outside, the car, where you were. Remember what you were feeling, what you were thinking. Just bring it all back to mind and let it get really intense. It's important to allow the feelings to come back to you as real as they were in that moment, as intense. Allow them to come back to you. Just take a few moments to bring the situation back to mind. Remember what you said, what the other person said, what triggered you. Remember what you wanted to do or say. Remember what you did do. Remember what you were feeling and thinking. Remember what happened to you as a result of feeling, thinking, reacting that way. So now that you have it all back into mind, just pause it there. And the first step, like I mentioned, is to stop. Whenever you find yourself in any distressing situation, is to stop. Sometimes you may need to take a break and leave the situation, but the most important thing you need to do is to take a break for yourself. Whether you stay, whether you remove yourself, is to stop. Whenever you feel agitated, overwhelmed, frustrated, see yourself ruminating, is to stop. And let's stop and take some deep breaths in and out. Take as many deep breaths as you need. In and out. Continue to do that. It's really important when the emotions are 6 or above that you breathe deeply into 7, nice and slow and continuously, and out to 11. The exhalation is very important. That long, slow exhalation activates the parasympathetic nervous system that calms things down. We're trying to get your system down to a 5. We're trying to get the amygdala, the limbic system, unhijacked. Trying to interrupt the release of those neurochemicals and hormones, those stress hormones, when we feel flooded and overwhelmed. Breathing persistently, consistently, in and out, into 7, out to 11, as many times as is necessary. And if you're at a 7, 6, 7, above, it may take a set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10 before you can get yourself. And while you're doing that, it's really important to try your very best to block out those repetitive, distressing thoughts that you may be having in that moment. Just focus on the breathing, focus on the canopy. That'll be an adequate distraction to get yourself down. So take some time now, breathing in to 7 and out to 11. Feeling your lower ribs expand as you breathe in, and feeling them relax as you settle down. And with every exhalation, your whole body just sinking down, more and more relaxed. So you continue to breathe nice and deep and slow, into 7, out to 11, and wherever you are, whatever the situation, you may need more or less to get you down, but just do whatever you need persistently and consistently. So the first step was to stop, the second step was to take long, slow, deep breaths, into 7, out to 11, and the third step is to notice what happens as you pay attention. So I want you to take a moment to notice in that situation what you were feeling in your body. Was there a tightness in your chest? Was it a heaviness, a constricted feeling? Was it a nauseous feeling in your tummy, or a constriction, or a weight? Was there pressure in your head? Was there a tightness in your arms and your hands? Was it a sense of overwhelming heaviness all over your body, which would be associated with hopelessness, helplessness? What were you feeling in your body in that moment? What were you feeling? What was the strongest thing? Where was it, and how would you describe it? So take a moment to remember, to reflect, and take your best guess. Different feelings will manifest themselves differently in the body. So while you're working on identifying the sensation you had in your body and where and what it was, I'd also like you to label the strongest emotion you had. Was it fear? Was it sadness? Hopelessness? Sense of inadequacy? Unimportance, worthlessness, a sense of embarrassment, what was it you were feeling, what was the strongest emotion? There may be many, but typically there's one emotion that's the strongest. Everyone's different, but helplessness, hopelessness tends to be experienced as an overall sensation of heaviness, pressure, shame, guilt tends to be experienced in the chest, either in constriction or pressure. Fear tends to be experienced in the stomach or the chest or both. more a nauseous butterfly feeling. Can be constriction in the chest. Fear tends to be experienced as well as an overall agitation. Sadness tends to be experienced like hopelessness, an overall sense of heaviness. Embarrassment, unworthiness, unimportance tends to be experienced in the chest. So just take a moment to try to label what you are feeling. What's the word? And then take notice of what was the words going through your mind. What were you thinking about you, about the other person, about the situation, about the future, about the past? What were you thinking? What did you want most? Try to identify the most powerful, distressing words going through your mind. At first, identifying our thoughts is extremely difficult. We have anywhere up to 85,000 thoughts in a day. But as we get better at identifying our feelings, what's happening in our body, identifying the triggers, noticing our behaviors, we get better at identifying the downstream skill of our thoughts. This is a skill that tends to come later with practice, the more we work on these other things. But identifying exactly what we're thinking is powerful in instructing us what to do about it. So what were you thinking about this situation, about you, about the other person, about the future, about the past? About what you wanted most. And what is it that you wanted to do in that situation? If you could have done anything without any consequences, what would you want to have done? What was the urge that was the strongest? It may have been to yell, to scream. Did you have the urge to cry? What was the urge that you had? What was the strongest desire you had in that moment of what you wanted to do, the behavioral action you wanted to take? And what specifically triggered you? What was most specific about what was said or not done that triggered you? So that's the third step, to take notice. Take notice of what you're feeling in your body, of what emotion you're experiencing, of what you're thinking, of what urges you have, what triggered you. And the fourth step is to observe what happens as you quietly, in your own mind's eye, repeat these five phrases over and over again to yourself. And with every repetition, allowing the voice inside your mind to get louder, and with every exhalation, just releasing the tension, the tightness, the stress, just releasing a little bit more. And notice how much separation, distance you get from the emotions, from the experience, from the triggers. Notice if it shrinks down. Notice if you float away, or you feel yourself stepping back, or you feel yourself blowing it away. Notice if there's separation, it gets smaller, less significant. So taking a long, slow, deep breath in and out. I notice the feeling of, and finish that sentence, repeat it in your quiet mind's eye. I notice the feeling of. I notice the experience in my body of. I notice the thought of. I notice the urge to do or to not do. I notice the original trigger of. And take a deep breath, blow it away. And imagine it shrinking, you're stepping away, floating up to the sky like a balloon, washing it away. You know what? Whatever way makes sense to you, it gets smaller. And again, we're going to repeat those sentences again, quietly in your mind's eye. I notice the feeling of. I notice the thought of. I notice the experience in my body of. I notice the urge to do or to not do. And I notice the original trigger of. Take a deep breath. And blow it away. Imagining it getting smaller. Floating away. Stepping back. And again, I notice the feeling of. I notice the experience in my body of. I notice the thought of. I notice the urge to do or to not do. I notice the original trigger of. And again, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And blow it away. And for these last two times, just feel yourself get louder with your voice and your mind's eye. I notice the feeling of. I notice the experience in my body of. I notice the thought of. I notice the urge to do or to not do. I notice the original trigger of. And again, a long, slow, deep breath in. And last time, even louder. I notice the feeling of. I notice the experience in my body of. I notice the thought of. I notice the urge to do or to not do of. I notice the original trigger of. And again, take a long, slow, deep breath in and out. And just notice, as you do, how much separation, maybe a small amount, a medium amount, a large amount, how much smaller the situation seems, how much smaller the emotions seem, how much more clarity you have on the triggers, the thoughts, the feelings. And the last step, the P in stop, is to plan to proceed in this situation and the next in a way that is markedly different than you may have in the past, and to plan to proceed with compassion for yourself, compassion for your feelings, allowing the feelings to be there, and to plan to proceed to do one thing markedly different than you may have done in the past. So taking those two things in mind, I want you to give some thought first, how in this situation and the next, you can show yourself a little more self-compassion, self-care, more validation. Just think of one way you can take care of yourself a little bit better. And that could be a whole array of different things, and each and every time you practice this exercise, you may come up with new and different ways to take care of yourself, improving upon it as you go along, feeling more and more validation to take care of yourself, more and more right to validate your own feelings, whatever anyone else around you tells you should feel or shouldn't feel. Greater sense of entitlement to sit with your feelings, to feel those feelings and decide how to be more compassionate with yourself, more caring, more understanding. So in the second step of the plan to proceed markedly different is to think of one way in this situation and the next when it happens, one thing that you'll do differently. And that one thing is not a mountainous huge step you'll take. It's one specific thing that may take a total of 15 minutes, but it's one thing that you're going to do differently. And after you do that thing differently, you'll evaluate what went well and what you'd do differently the next time. And certainly staying away from what you did wrong, but more so focusing on what went well and what you'd do differently. What went well and what you'd do differently each and every time. So just take a moment as I'm quiet to think about this situation or the next, about one way you would respond markedly different than you may have in the past. Good. Now also once again, take notice of how much smaller the situation seems, how much more powerful, validated you feel, how much more ready you are to take steps to take care of you, to set boundaries, to ask for what you need, and to be consistent and firm in those boundaries. Respectful, yes, of yourself and others, but to also take care of you. So each and every time you practice this exercise, your ability to do this, to step through this process, will get easier. And you can use this recording, or you can use the printout that I'll email, to help step through the steps. And you may be able to do it in your mind, just within a few moments, or at times when you feel very distressed or triggered, you may need the recording to walk through the steps in your mind so that you'll get better at disengaging from old habits, disengaging from old ways of thinking and feeling, old ways of responding, so that you can better take care of yourself and you can better work towards solutions that work and are healthier for you. So just take a moment. Take a few long, slow, deep breaths in. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room alone.